Welcome to Confessions of a Realtor. As an active, full-time realtor serving Tallahassee and the surrounding areas since 2014, it was time to use my experience to educate consumers on the whys and hows behind the home buying and home selling processes. We'll have some fun, I'll share some crazy real estate stories, and keep you informed on realtors' best-kept secrets. Why? Because when you're informed, you can make empowered decisions. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Confessions of a Realtor. Today's topic is going to be the buyer's dad. Now, you can say buyer's dad, buyer's mom, buyer's family. There is kind of a running joke in real estate that if the buyer's dad comes to the home inspection, you might as well just count it as this deal is not closing. The seller and buyer are not getting to the closing table because dad is going to look out for his family. He's going to look out for his little girl. He's going to look out for his little boy. I do understand the sentiment as a parent. Y'all know that I have an 8-year-old son, and a lot of times you have to fight as a parent the tendency to kind of automatically go into mama bear mode and papa bear mode when your child is having conflict, just as part of parenting them. So I do understand that. Now, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to tell a few stories to kind of illustrate this concept. And one of them will be my personal story, something that happened within my own family. And then we're going to end it with what should you do if you feel as though you're being torn between maybe what your dad wants you to do with purchasing your first home, your second home, your third home, and what your realtor is advising you to do. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. The first story that I have, my sister was actually looking at a home back home in Pensacola, and she wanted me to come take a look at it, give my opinion on it when I was home one weekend. So we get into the house. First of all, I think it was just supposed to be me and my sister and maybe one of our other siblings. How about my whole family came like after church? Not a big deal, you know, but this is something that we see commonly in real estate. A lot of times we may be told that, hey, I'm coming. And then it kind of feels a little bit like an ambush when everybody is there, right? Because you have that many more eyes on you and that many more monitors to kind of what you're saying, what you're doing. It's not that you're going to change how you're doing things, but it is, honestly, it's a little focusing on you. But anyway, my sister and I and our whole family were viewing this property. And mind you, we all grew up in the same house. Two-parent household. My dad knows me. My dad knows my sister. Tell me why when we walk into the house, the first thing he starts doing is pointing out the defects. And in my mind, the permanent image that I have is him shoving his shoes into the floor of the home. There was kind of a exposed foundation or exposed concrete in the house. Yeah, this foundation doesn't look like it's the best. And I'm just looking at him like, really? Because what he was pointing to was honestly pretty normal. But it was funny and it was insightful for me to know that my dad was willing to say, okay, automatically, this house, I'm going into kind of papa bear mode and I'm looking for things that are wrong with this house and actively pointing them out, even though he's not a home inspector. He is handy, but he's not a home inspector. And so it just was like, okay, no one is exempt from this behavior if my dad is doing this, you know, on a property that I'm showing my sister. So very enlightening moment there. Second story that I have, this was actually a home that we closed, I think, January of this year. And this home was in good condition. You know, it wasn't a fixer-upper. It wasn't anything crazy going on with the home. Most of the time, you know, when you look at home inspection reports, frequently like I do, a lot of houses have a lot of these same issues. So you kind of develop maybe a radar for this is normal, this is not normal. And as a buyer, when you go to purchase a home, if you end up not liking the home inspection report, even if it's a very clean report, there's a few things that you can do. So you can negotiate it, which is very common in a more balanced market. You can agree to accept the property with the deficiencies that it has, which every house is going to have a lot of the same deficiencies. And then the third thing that you can do, even if the report is excellent, is you can choose to terminate. And so we had this seller, and we were representing the seller, and the buyer, I'm not sure if they brought their dad to the home inspection. I think they did, which is an automatic kind of, oh, this isn't closing, nail in the coffin, you know, because just, you know how fathers, they go into that papa bear mode because they've been protecting their kid all their life. Why would they stop now? And so I get an email a day or two after the home inspection from the buyer's agent. And the email is basically, hey, please see attached, you know, home inspection report. Buyer would like to terminate. And she sent over a copy of the termination that the buyer signed. You know, I want to do a great job for my seller. So I immediately call her and I'm like, hey, are there any issues that we can negotiate? Is there anything in particular that the buyer wants done? And she told me, she said, Rachel, the buyer's dad is involved. So there's really nothing that can do. I understand that this is a clean report. I understand that there really aren't any crazy issues with this house, but he got in her ear and now they're terminating. And so we had to accept that. Technically, it was the buyer's right to terminate the contract. And of course, my sellers were disappointed. We put the property back on the market and sold it to a different buyer. But it was funny because I spoke with that agent. So the agent of the buyer who the father got involved, I spoke with that agent sometime later on a different deal on a different house. And she said that that buyer actually ended up moving back in with her parents because she couldn't find anything that met her dad's standards. So that's my experience, you know, on the seller side. Third and final story, on the buyer side, I had this one buyer. This was actually several years ago. I had this one buyer who the father came along to showings. He was there for the consult, which I don't mind. I want, if you're going to be involved in the process, please be involved in the whole process, because I think then we can all move forward all on the same page. And so we were at this one property, and this was several years ago, so we weren't in a crazy seller's market. We actually had time to sit down and discuss the pros and cons. We're having this conversation, right? And the buyer's dad is talking to me and he's like, you know, well, I've thought about getting my realtor's license and I really wanted to represent them on this sale. He's talking and he continues to kind of talk over me as I'm trying to talk to his daughter and his son-in-law about the decisions that they want to make in the home. So there were a few times where I was like, hey, let's just kind of get through this conversation, because you're not trying to offend anyone, but at the same time, you want to be able to get through your talking points and what you need to say so that your clients can make the best decision on the home. And so, y'all, it got so bad that I ended up having to turn to him and say, hey, are you going to let me finish? And the whole room just went dead quiet. And it's not like I'm trying to ever put anybody on blast or anything like that, but I was unable to do my job because of the constant interruption. So we move forward on the home, inspections come back, and the roof needs to be, I think it had some repair or something that needed to be done, fairly minor repair, normal repair that we typically see. And so, you know, we were negotiating it and the seller agreed to make the repair. Great, cool. Get on the phone to give the clients the happy news. And then the buyer client ends up telling me that her father is not happy with the home inspection report. It's not enough that the seller is actually going to make the repair. He also wants, it was something like a $20,000 concession. And a concession is basically when the seller gives a buyer something. So in this case, they either wanted a $20,000 price reduction in addition to the repairs. So they wanted the seller to take $20,000 off the price, or give them $20,000 at the closing table for this repair that the seller had already agreed to do. So I remember parroting that back to them and saying, so let me get this straight. The seller is willing to make the repair that we've asked for. It's going to put the roof in a good condition. It's not going to be a duct tape type repair. They're doing it right with licensed roofers. And we also want a $20,000 concession. Let me just make sure I have my facts straight. And she said, yes, that's what my father is advising us to do. And so I went back to the seller's agent with that offer. And I always try to be as neutral as possible when I'm talking with the other agent, because you don't want to undermine your clients. And I had never worked with this agent before, and that was okay. It was fine. And she literally laughed over the phone and said, Rachel, you know, we're not doing that. Just send over the termination. And so we ended up terminating that house, even when the seller was willing to make the repairs that my buyers needed, really because the dad overstepped. So this isn't to bash people's families or anything like that. It's really just to give perspective and honestly some action points for you if you do have a family that is going to be involved in your process. So what are some tips that I can give you as far as navigating the process with your family as well? The first thing that I would say is make sure that you're working with a realtor that you trust and that is willing to include your family in the process if they want to be included in the process. One thing that I typically will ask my clients if I get the sense that mom or dad is in the background pulling the strings or even mom or dad is on the call is I'll ask them who are the decision makers in the process. And decision maker doesn't always mean who's on the loan, who's on the contract. Who is part of your support system? Who is helping you to make these decisions? Because I want to meet them as well so that we're all on the same page. We all know each other. And I'm not just this realtor behind the curtain telling your child what to do. The second tip that I would give is recognize that your family means well. So even with my own father and my sister and the story that I told, that is so true. Your father and your mother, they have been protecting you your whole life. They've been advocating for you your whole life if they are good parents. And that's not going to stop just because you're older and you're purchasing a home. They are going to continue to look out for you and they do mean well. The last thing that I would say is have the confidence to make your own decisions. One thing, if you've ever worked with me, whether buying or selling, I am always telling my clients, these are not my decisions, these are yours. I can help you navigate these decisions, but I'm not here to make decisions for you. At the end of the day, if you're the one that is buying the home, yes, take advice from where you can take advice, but also kind of measure that advice to the best ability that you can. So like my parents, they give some great wisdom and they are people that even I consult with, not typically about real estate, but I will consult with them on personal matters, you know, in my life, of course. In real estate, though, the last time that they purchased a house was 1995, and they paid under $80,000, and the house that I grew up in and that they still own is over 1,700 square feet. It was in great condition when they bought it. It wasn't a fixer-upper or anything like that. Now, if you purchase a house for $80,000 and it's 1,700 square feet, either you're purchasing in a very rural area that is highly undesirable and you're maybe going to have issues selling that property. Or number two, if you're purchasing in the Tallahassee area and a house is 1,700 square feet and it's $80,000, it's typically got a lot of damage. Or it's a fixer-upper. So just know that yes, the market has gone up, the market has appreciated, oftentimes significantly from when your parents or your family last accomplished the sale. And honestly, with the strong seller's market that we did have for the last few years, sometimes even if I was dealing with family that purchased a house 5 years ago and was trying to help their family member purchase a house now, it's a very different market. So you always want to make sure that you are feeling confident to make the best decisions for yourself in the market that you're in. And a good real estate agent and good family can help you to do that. That's it for today's episode of Confessions of a Realtor. If you're looking for an active, full-time agent in the Tallahassee or surrounding areas, thinking about moving, or just want more real estate tips and tricks, the best place to connect with me is my Instagram page, RachelSellsHomes850. You'll also find it linked in the show notes. My Instagram also has a link in the bio to schedule a complimentary consultation with me, whether you're thinking about selling or purchasing. Alternatively, feel free to text me at 850-206-2199 and I'll respond during business hours. I look forward to connecting with you.